Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
The readings and sermon for August 28, 2022. A reading from Proverbs. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, come up here, than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God. A reading from Psalm 112. Hallelujah! Happy are they who fear the Lord and have great delight in God's commandments. Their descendants will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in their house, and their righteousness will last forever. Light shines in the darkness for the upright. The righteous are merciful and full of compassion. It is good for them to be generous in lending and to manage their affairs with justice. For they will never be shaken. The righteous will be kept in everlasting remembrance. They will not be afraid of any evil rumors. Their heart is steadfast, trusting the Lord. Their heart is established and will not shrink until they see their desire upon their enemies. They have given freely to the poor, and their righteousness stands fast forever. They will hold up their head with honor. The wicked will see it and be angry. They will gnash their teeth and pine away. The desires of the wicked will perish. A reading from Hebrews. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all. Let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who speak the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God. That is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, give this person your place. And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. It has been a very long time since I attended school. When I was in elementary school and high school, the lines for lunch felt long. Sometimes there was a jockeying for position in the line. For students who resumed their classes this past week, old patterns are continuing, I would guess. I do recall several years ago, when my work took me into various high schools, that the cafeterias in some schools had become more than one serving station, with multiple lines forming. Things change over time. I believe that the changes were intended to be more hospitable to the students, indeed allowing more choices. I have memories of potluck meals throughout my lifetime, typically at church. Sometimes people who were eager to jump to the head of the line. Often, I recall the youth of the congregation making those moves, only too often to be swatted away. The challenge was that once it was clear who could not or should not go first, there was a question of who would go first. At funeral luncheons, often the family of the deceased goes first. At congregational potlucks, sometimes there is a desire for the pastor and family or other staff to go first. It is, I believe, a sign of honor. At those same meals, though, I recall being in the family who was pulled back, who was schooled to not put themselves forward, who only went first quite reluctantly. In these situations, it seems that one thing at play is a question of honor. Perhaps humility comes into play. In the gospel, Jesus observes two patterns. The first is how people position themselves for dinners as guests. The second is how hosts position themselves by their choices of guests. In each case, Jesus observed a tendency to position oneself for honor, for glory, for reputation. Jesus responds with what could be mere conventional wisdom. Indeed, we hear the proverb in the first reading today, "Don't exalt yourself in the presence of the king or stand in the place of important people, because it is better than that he say to you, 'Come up here,' than to be demoted before a ruler." Do not claim glory, honor, reputation for yourself, but rather let the person in authority honor you by inviting you up. It is a call to humility. In the context of Hebrew scripture, this call frames relationship with God, the ultimately honorable one, the one with ultimate authority to define reputation and glory. It's not mere conventional wisdom, but rather a call to disposition in the presence of God and among creation. I dare say that in human attempts to tame, control, and harness creation, there has not always been such humility. Jesus then turns to the host. You see, hosts can tend to choose their guest list using the lens of how it will look on the society page in the local paper. Jesus calls the host to live differently. Do not invite those who can return the favor. These are the ones who improve your reputation, your honor, your glory. Rather, invite those who can do nothing for you in serving and caring for them in the reign of God. The one with ultimate authority will honor you. Is this not a question for churches today? Throughout the history of the church, there have been a question of whom to welcome and how to welcome them. Indeed, as early as the second century, there were treatises on who could be welcomed. For decades, the church has been working out whether and how to welcome the LGBTQIA plus community. Some congregations throw the door wide open with hospitality that honors and affirms individuals for who they are, for the gifts they bring. Other congregations welcome these members while articulating expectations, demands, limitations. The former risk their reputation, their honor, for the sake of the other. Until the Americans with Disability Act was passed, many congregations did not give much thought to constructing or modifying their construction to show better hospitality to those with physical disabilities. Beyond construction, the question of how congregations show hospitality to those with hearing and vision differences remains a challenge. Neurologic variation and cognitive variation all challenge the church's history of failed hospitality. Indeed, at St. Andrew's, the question of hospitality continues as we fine-tune the assistive listening devices and wrestle with how best to provide written worship resources for those with visual impediment. 40 and 50 years, decisions about how to build structures to welcome those with mobility challenges have been part of the conversation. There is a cost. The question is who and how to welcome. In the history of the United States, Black and brown people, often enslaved, were welcome in worship, but the welcome meant that they were to enter by a particular door. They had to gather in the balcony. It was clear they were in the master's church. It was clear who had honor and reputation and power. As congregations, indeed, as the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, wrestle with how to welcome communities that are racially and ethnically diverse, the question remains about who is to be honored, who has reputation, who has authority, who gets a voice. The anonymous author of Hebrews puts it boldly, don't neglect to open your homes to guests, because by doing this, some have been hosts to angels without knowing it. The call is to show hospitality to those whose reputations put the faithful's reputation at risk. This is the reign of God. It is bigger than conventional wisdom. In this, Jesus and the authors of the early church call the faithful of the early church and the church today to the reign of God. In this reign of God, the call is to set aside jockeying for position. Instead, don't forget to do good and to share what you have, because God is pleased with these kinds of sacrifices.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.